In the morning, I buckle my shoes like a pilgrim and make my way to the highway. In the silhouette of silos, crack, crack, crow.
This is Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, and this is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO. In accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Executive Committee meets on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Meetings are held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify that a meeting is being held.
Support for KBOO comes from KBOO members and the International Travel Group. KBOO Community Radio and ITG are organizing a journey to Cuba, December 14th to the 21st. It is a guided exchange of music, history, and landscapes. ITG supports KBOO's mission of fostering community through diverse voices. More information at kboo.fm/Cuba. KBOO.
You're listening to Let's Talk. Let's Talk is a space for students from Portland Community College who are experiencing disabilities to discuss perspectives, ideas, and worldviews in an inclusive and accessible environment. We broadcast bi-weekly on our home website, pcc.edu/DCA, and bi-monthly right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Today's the first Friday of the month, so we're all going to have a live roundtable discussion. And as a reminder, the views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions or positions of Portland Community College, PCC Foundation, or KBOO FM. Our host today is Andrew Kobus, a Cleveland High School senior and a summer work experience program participant with OCB. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
So we're going to get into it and learn all about SWEP and OCB first. But let's go ahead and do a roundtable of who's in the room. Let's start with Andrew.
Hello, my name is Andrew Kobus. I am 17 years old and a summer work experience program participant. This is my second year at the program.
Hi, my name is Asher. I am an audio technician working with the Let's Talk Podcast Collective.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I am the host and producer of Let's Talk Autism, and I'm happy to be here today.
Awesome. And yeah, my name's Carrie Cantrell. You guys all know me by now. So let's get into it. Andrew, you're the star. I'm sure there are some inquiring minds out there, though. Can you tell us, just get it out of the way, what is OCB and what is a SWEP program?
So OCB stands for Oregon Commission for the Blind, and it is a government organization that provides support, vocational rehabilitation, and classes for independent living and working skills to individuals with vision loss. The SWEP, or Summer Work Experience Program, is a summer program for students between the ages of 16 and 20 to learn independent living and working skills.
Okay. Well, that's the facts. Is this your first summer doing a SWEP program?
No, it's not. It's actually my second, and I enjoyed it so much last year. And so I was excited to come back for a second year, as well as learn a bunch more cool skills and interact with a lot of cool people.
Amazing. I'm sure people are curious, what's it like? What's like the SWEP program experience? Who's eligible to apply for it? Like, what's it like as you go through it?
So students who are legally blind between the ages of 16 and 20 are eligible for the program. And we all live in the dorms at Portland State University, which is really awesome. We get dorm mates and everything in a sort of suite-style dorm. So the dorms are connected via a kitchen and a restroom. And the environment's very much communal. We often hang out in the common area and play games such as Uno with Braille on the Uno cards and other games that have accessible features like that. Sometimes we bring out a speaker and someone pulls up a playlist. We actually made a playlist specifically for the beach trip that we had on the 4th of July. And I believe it's approaching 20 hours long.
What?
And the playlist is called Hearing, Not Seeing, which is amazing.
I love it.
That's super cool. I'm going to sit back and let you guys have the conversation now. But yeah, it's great to hear that that program's out there. I know another one of our members of the collective, Miguel, has done a similar work experience program and talked about that and just said it was a wonderful, good time. And I just wanted to say thank you, Andrew, for hanging out with us this summer. And thanks to SWEP and OCB for helping this experience happen. What do you guys want to know?
What was your favorite part about the internship program with the Let's Talk Collective?
Oh boy, let me think about that for a moment. I really enjoyed just like the environment that the internship was in and the pace that we went along as I learned all these new skills. It was at a very comfortable pace, and I really just enjoyed interacting with you all. It's a very welcoming environment as well, which, like, as a visually impaired person, I'm not often in a very, like, welcoming, understanding space, so it was a very nice sort of change of environment that I enjoyed.
Andrew, are you gonna make
That's
me
so
cry?
Sweet. No.
You stop it right now. No, don't stop. I'd say that was kind of like, this was a very, very unique experience for us as a collective as well. We're kind of growing with you. This is the first time we've ever had the opportunity to work together in a physical space. So we were able to collaborate with Sound and Sonic Arts at PCC and get into the recording studio, which was a blessing because we kind of just pushed our tables together and we did crafts and we like all brought our computers and struggled with Wi-Fi together.
That was an absolute struggle.
Yeah, that's like one that of the things.
Oh my God. Just the saga of the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
A blessing and a curse, because it's like we were inside this like bomb shelter of a sound studio, essentially.
We had, like, when we say double doors leading into the studio, we don't mean like two doors next to each other. We mean two massive doors in a layer that
steel
just totally
doors.
Just totally blocks out the Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually curious to hear a little bit more about like what goes into the day-to-day of the SWEP program.
So on a typical weekday in the SWEP program, at least for this year, because every year is a little bit different depending on people's internship schedules and the activities we have, which typically happen after work or on the weekends, An average day would basically look like. For me at least, I wake up at around 6:45 a.m. Take a shower, eat breakfast, which I usually cook the night before, so I have a little more time to sleep. Even though I'm consistently sleep deprived, it's been a trend for years. But
I know the feeling there.
Yeah. And then I usually leave for work at about 8 a.m. And everyone takes public transportation to work, whether it's the streetcar, the MAX, the bus line. There could be any number of transfers, but we try and keep the route as simple as possible. So I take about a 40-minute MAX ride out to the campus. And then I walk from the MAX station. I could take the bus, but one, I do not want to deal with scheduling another transfer. I have enough to memorize already. And two, I like to get my steps in. Just, it makes me feel healthier.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We go through work, eat lunch, more work, and then we go home. And I'm typically about the second one to arrive. Sometimes I'm the first, sometimes I'm the third. It depends. Last year, I arrived all the way at 5 p.m. because I had an hour-long bus ride one way.
No.
And I got out of work later than everyone else. So typically, I would arrive late to activities, which can start anywhere between 5 and 6:30. Mm-hmm. And those can consist of anything from projects working with science, tech, engineering, art, and math. Like, we did a t-shirt design thing for the Amazing Reyes. It can be, like, outdoor activities such as the Amazing Reyes, which is where we navigate a college campus, and,
Didn't you do that at Sylvania the other day?
Yeah, I was at Sylvania, and
how did that go? I'm curious.
Yeah. So,
Who won the race?
Well, I am very happy to tell you that this is the second year in a row that I have won. It's so funny because the person who is on my team is the younger sister of the person who I won with last year. Wow. So it's almost become like a trend, and it was kind of funny. But basically, sometimes we have outdoor projects like those where we like we went to the Japanese gardens and got to do a meet and greet with the people from the different departments there. And it was really informative and interesting. And I just love the Japanese gardens in general. We went to the beach. Sometimes we just have free activities like those where we just, go places.
What's your favorite thing to do in, like, all those activities?
I really just like interacting with other people who I can relate to. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a very social person.
I love that.
Totally.
Stand that.
Yeah, absolutely. Being with, like, the people who know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can, like, you don't have to explain, like, 50% of your experience. You can just exist now.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I feel like that's just kind of the disability culture in general, where it's like we're around people who just understand, hey, this is how we are. We don't need to explain anything about ourselves and our situations, and we can just respect each other and our needs.
Yeah.
Just be. Exactly. Yeah. No.
And be weird about it, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's, like, the best opportunity to laugh.
That's true. That's so true.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No. Usually after our activities, sometimes we have communal cleanups. We have this person called the shift lead, which basically directs everyone to complete different tasks in the common area to clean up. This week, I am with the sanitization task, so I clean all the surfaces anywhere from the community table in the common area to everyone's doorknobs individually.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's safety first.
I mean, yeah, we just got out of COVID, so
exactly.
Yeah.
And then after that, we make dinner. Sometimes people make breakfast and lunch in advance, like I try to do, though sometimes I am way too tired and lack the motivation to. And then find myself on my phone until 11:30 at night. But let's ignore that fact. And yeah, people go to bed anywhere from like 10 something, which I try and aim for, all the way until like 2 in the morning. I'm not name dropping, but some people have admitted to me that they tend to stay up later than their peers.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The heat, though. I was sleepless last night. Sleepless in Portland.
My goodness.
Can't sleep if it's too hot.
Who in this room has at least air conditioning in their house?
Me.
I do, thankfully.
Thankfully.
I do
oh,
as
my
well.
Goodness. I guys are lucky. I have a fan.
I have a fan, and I'm in a basement, so I'm like subterranean. It's mostly cooler.
Fancy.
Yay.
At least you're in the basement. Yeah. Yeah. No. I had to wait and stay up until like midnight before I was even wanting to go up to my room to sleep because it was so hot.
Yeah.
Even at midnight last night, it was like still 80, wasn't it?
It was.
Something
I mean,
like that.
It got better because I turned on the fan, but that was still like, no. I slept without covers on last night. That was not.
So this is the first year in SWEP where we actually have some form of air conditioning. Each room has a portable AC unit. Last year was only the staff room that had that. So as you can tell, a lot of us just camped out in there until curfew. Curfew, by the way, is we have to be in our rooms at 11 on weekdays and midnight on weekends.
That's actually more lenient than the curfew I grew up with.
Yeah, no, you have to be in bed by 10.
I have to be in my room by 9.
Home by 9, yeah.
Home by 9.
I have to be in
bed
my room by
10.
By 9. But yeah, it's nice to have a later curfew than what I'm used to at home.
Yeah.
But this year we actually have AC, which is amazing. And the rule was, as long as we don't blow a fuse, then
yes.
we can have AC.
Yes.
And I wasn't the one who blew the fuse. Even though it did affect my room because I share a wall with the room next to me.
Oh
yeah, you did mention it. Was it the
Which
waffle
means
maker or
it was the George Foreman grill.
Oh, always the George Foreman.
We tried to make sliders. It blew the fuse, which had to connect to my room out of all rooms, which made it so my AC stopped working and my computer stopped charging. And one of my two air purifiers, because I need multiple or I will die. Stopped
that's
air purifying.
That is such dorm life, though.
That is
oh
dorm
my
life.
God!
That
it's like,
is...
but the sliders, bruh.
Sliders,
bruh. And I was like, this. These were not. This was not worth my AC.
They better be good sliders.
They were.
I have a question, actually. Why would you have a George Foreman grill in the dorm? Like, wouldn't that set off the fire alarm?
Oh.
We don't question these things.
I do. I actually would be like one of those people that would be on you about that because it's like the fire alarms and smoke detectors are like two huge sensory things for me. So if there's like any chance of a fire alarm going off, I would just be kind of a jerk about it. I'm sorry.
No, that's totally fair. I tend to be very like sensitive to auditory stuff because of my visual impairment. I have very heightened auditory sense, so I understand. The dorm staff assured us that no fire alarms would be set off, which is kind of funny because there was a fire drill that I came home to the dorms. It's basically my home at this point. I love it so much.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, and there was just I heard it from down the block and I was like, oh no, I can already tell which direction that's coming from. It better not be our building. It had to be our building.
Oh.
And I was just like, this hurts my ears, I'm out of here.
I'm leaving.
Well, was it just a fire alarm? Did something catch on fire?
It was a drill, thankfully.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
I do not want all my prized possessions to be ash.
Oh my gosh, dust. Do you guys remember when the fire alarm went off last week or two weeks ago at PCC? It was like so interesting. That literally hasn't happened to me since grade school.
The fire alarm went off and the power went off as well.
It was so strange.
It was weird.
We were getting haunted,
wait,
I swear.
Wait, was there an actual fire or was this just a drill?
It was probably a drill or something.
It was probably a drill.
Hopefully.
Yeah, also not naming names, but like somebody was suspicious of, you know, somebody pulling the handle and like running away. So, oh no, who knows? It's an open campus.
Someone decides to steal the fire alarm.
Oh my god.
Or
no.
Just like prank, like it's a distraction or something.
Like, hey, psych, okay, bye.
No, I mean, summer classes, like maybe somebody didn't like prepare for a presentation or something.
I imagine being that desperate.
That happened in English class freshman year.
It's a classic
that actually happened.
Actually happened
to someone. Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry.
You're fine. that actually happened in freshman year of school. Someone whom I do know, but I will not tell who, pulled the fire alarm. It was actually suspected that two people were in on it because they wanted to get out of a specific class. I believe it's one of the core classes, but I forget what it is now. Mm-hmm. And after that, a series of fire alarm pulls kept happening. I think it was like 8 times, and I was like, I need to transfer. My ears are still ringing from the last one, and now we have another one. I do not... The problem is, it makes people more desensitized to it, so if there's an actual problem, then people will be like, oh, it's just a pull. It's nothing. Just let's go back to class, when it could very well be something.
Yeah.
The whole idea of, like, the boy who cried wolf.
Exactly, except it was the teens who pulled the fire alarm.
Yeah.
I actually have a similar story that actually back in university, back in my 20s, it was the week of finals. I forget which term this was. Someone I knew had a biochem final, and let's just say everyone was so enraged by this biochem final that someone actually left the final and pulled the fire alarm, and the final was canceled.
Oh my God. Wow. Enraged by a final.
And no one, wow. I don't think this person was ever caught, but my friend actually got out of taking the final because their grade was high enough to where they didn't have to take it.
Oh.
And, like, the professor was, like, just so done, and the professor was like, look, if you have a high enough grade and don't need to take the final, you don't have to, but it's, like, according to my friend, the professor was, like, red-faced, and I don't know, I thought that was funny.
They're done.
they're done. They're so done.
Yeah, I don't...
They weren't caught?
It's from my knowledge, no.
Sheesh.
I don't know. According to my friend, they are a hero in that biochem class. apparently, what happened was this professor had said, you don't have to memorize all this all these drug names or reaction names for this exam. Of course, the professor pulled a bait and switch on the students, and the whole final was based on that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sorry.
How the turntables.
Hey, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
We're sitting next to turntables right now.
I hate fire alarms and I hate smoke detectors. So it's like, it's to the point where I actually have an accommodation where it's like, I actually request that professors just tell me ahead of time if there's going to be a drill so I can leave the building ahead of time if it's during class. And it's like, but that is like one of the situations in Andrew's example is like another situation where it's like, okay, I can see why this would be funny and maybe helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, considering how fire alarms are so prone to just smoke in general.
Yeah, smoke every or time. Heat. Like, smoke, some, heat if I'm anything. Just microwaving a cup of coffee sometimes and I pull it out.
Exactly.
In middle school. In middle school, some substitute teacher forgot to put water in their instant ramen and left the fork or spoon or whatever in there.
They were sleep deprived.
And then
stressed, maybe.
The amount of times the popcorn machine caught fire every single Halloween dance. I was just like, I'm not going anymore. I don't want to be stuck in the washroom trying to put my costume on. And then the fire alarm goes off because that happened to one of my friends.
Oh.
They were literally half-dressed in their costume.
Bad. Worst nightmare. No. Worst nightmare.
Dude, I'm sorry.
You do not want to be caught, like, halfway through your costume in the restroom when the fire alarm comes off.
No, that's, like, actually, like, worst nightmare material. The stuff they write about in Judy Blume novels. Like, the only way to make it worse is if there's toilet paper trailing after you when you run out.
No!
Ew.
Add embarrassment on top of that. Why not?
Also, I need to put a disclaimer on my story. This was over 10 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
So, Andrew, thinking about the SWEP experience, like kind of ending and wrapping up and going back to Cleveland High School for your senior year.
I'm sad now.
Of course. But do you still, I'm not familiar with high school curriculum so much anymore. Like, are there still classes you get to choose before you graduate? Or are you on core classes that you need to finish up?
There are a lot of electives
that I can
choose because technically I only need one required credit left to graduate.
Awesome.
Which is International Baccalaureate English 7-8 higher level.
Okay.
Language and literature. Literature.
I was like, I've never heard that one before.
I would say I would encourage any high school senior or junior, if you're in a situation like Andrew, to explore like the, what is it, Bridge to Success program or something, I think it's called at PCC, but it's like where high school seniors can actually take college credit classes for free at PCC. So if you don't have any required classes, you may as well get some college credits.
That's true.
You are more than welcome. It's an invitation.
The International Baccalaureate program at my school actually counts for college credit. Nice. I tested in World Religions last year. I haven't been able to pull up my test score. I have contacted the IB coordinator. But yeah, I haven't been able to pull up my test score. I am super nervous. Okay. But I think I did all right.
Okay.
I was considering graduating early, actually, but from all the stress that was put on me in sophomore and junior year, I decided against it for the sake of my mental health.
And how about something not academic? Are you still pursuing? Can I out your K-pop dream?
Yes, you can.
How many interviews, auditions are you applying for this summer?
So, all in all, wait, let me just do the little thing where I count on my fingers. 3, 4, 5, I think 6. There's 6 companies I'm looking into to audition for.
Wow.
I've already auditioned to 3, mainly larger companies, so my odds were definitely slimmer, especially because at the time of auditioning for those, I hadn't taken any like formal dance training, I hadn't been in any choirs or had any sort of formal vocal training, so it's kind of understandable that I did not pass the first round of auditions.
Yeah.
But also, as I've taken more classes, my self-confidence has grown as well. And they say that the judges for those types of auditions, they basically can tell if you're confident and ready to become a trainee or not, or at least pass the first round first couple of seconds.
Nice.
Within the first couple of seconds. It's that quick.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck on those auditions.
Thank you so much.
However your professional academic career takes your life, it's been a real blessing to get to know you and participate with your amazing production magic with Let's Talk Collective this summer. So thanks for being here with us, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so
yeah.
much. This experience has been amazing, and it's really because I didn't really know what actually working in some sort of multimedia job, I didn't know what that entailed, and it's been really awesome and really enjoyable. So thank you all so much for this opportunity.
Yay!
Yeah, of course.
Anybody out there listening can check out some of Andrew's work. We've got about 4 minutes left, so I'll drop some info for your listening pleasure, and then we can go around and do a couple wrap-up statements, and then so anybody who's wanting to check out the Podcast Collective work that we assemble, you can go to pcc.edu/DCA, and that's our community page, and you'll see a subsection for the podcast. But I would highly enjoy it if the audience followed us and checked out the articles that we've been writing and the photos and the art and everything that we're putting up there, because I know we sound beautiful, but we've got amazing talents in all sorts of ways. So what kind of wrap up statements do you guys want to make for the last 3.5 minutes?
To the International Baccalaureate thing, if students are struggling with that college credit, PCC courses are actually a really good economic option, because you do get the credits, but you also don't have to worry about passing this huge test where you have to get, at least a 6 or a 7?
Yeah. It's at least a 4, I believe. Yes, it's at least a 4.
Mm. Yeah, so it's still, you still have to do exams and pass required and meet course objectives, but to me, it's a little less high stakes because you do get credit either way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ash?
Nothing really much.
Nothing?
Well, I mean, thank you so much, Andrew, for joining us.
Of course.
You've been an awesome intern, and yeah.
Thank you so much.
I hope to be able to work with you again one day, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, just thank you all so much for this opportunity. It's been a pleasure. It's been amazing. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, this has really like opened my eyes to a whole new range of careers and classes. And I'm just super excited to see where all this information and everything takes me. So again, thank you so much.
Heck yeah, anytime.
Yeah.
And thank you, audience, for listening to Let's Talk. Portland Community College's broadcast about disability culture. You can find more information and resources concerning this episode and others at pcc.edu/DCA. This episode was produced by the Let's Talk Podcast Collective as a collaborative effort between students, the Accessible Education and Disability Resources Department, the PCC Multimedia Department, and KBOO. We post newly recorded content bi-weekly on our home website. And again, that's pcc.edu/DCA. And we hope you always tune into our shows here on KBOO every first and fourth Friday of the month at 9 a.m. My name's Carrie Cantrell, and we'll see you next time for Let's Talk. Yeah, we can say some more things. I can talk forever. I'm sleep deprived and I just had a latte, so I'm 100% on caffeine.
I can talk forever too.
Yeah.
We can keep talking.
Yeah. Let us speak words because we're